Fighting among factions within Darfur's rebel Sudan Liberation Army has brought a new round of violence to this already bloody region following the refusal of some rebels to sign a May 5th peace deal. African Union peacekeepers say civilians are again being caught up in the violence. Some of the latest fighting pits one faction of the rebel Sudan Liberation Army, led by Minni Minawi, who signed the peace deal, against another faction led by Abdelwahid Mohamed Noor, who refused to sign. African Union protection forces in Darfur say rebel infighting has taken a particularly nasty turn. Colonel Richard Lawrence is a sector commander with the AU in the volatile Kutum region in northern Darfur.
Within the villages, the impact on the conflict between the rebels brings about a lot of suffering. Medical supplies are either looted by those that are launching the attack. People are displaced. They leave their homes and they have to go to IDP camps. And when they do return, they are being harassed or they are being whipped. Some of them are being abducted and they are also being ill-treated.
Colonel Lawrence led a recent investigation into a May 24th attack on Minni Minawi's hometown of Bir Maza, but the probe could not reach any firm conclusions because of differing accounts given by rebels. According to members of the Noor faction, which refused to sign the peace deal but controls the town of Bir Maza, Minni Minawi's faction attacked the village, abducting and torturing several civilians. Those men were brought to Colonel Lawrence, who told VOA their injuries indicate they were tortured.
The injuries incurred was that upper arm, tight ropes being tied, and it then would make an incision on the upper arm. One would see it as burn marks, but it is tight ropes tied around the arms. On the lower arm, or the forearm, there would be marks with regards to whipping. And on the back, also whipping marks. When one goes to the mouth side, more whipping with pistols, swollen jaws.
But supporters of Minawi, who supported the Darfur peace deal, deny that they attacked the town. They say Chadian rebels control the town, and they told the African Union that their own men had been abducted. The AU has been unable to come to a conclusion, and it appears Minni Minawi has lost popular support in Darfur. Many people call him a traitor for signing the peace agreement. Meanwhile, the faction led by Noor is demanding a greater share of the region's resources and has said that the $30 million that the Sudanese government has earmarked to compensate some 3 million victims of this brutal war is not enough. Noor has also asked for a Darfuri vice president. Minawi recently returned from southern Sudan, where he was summoned, along with Noor, by Sudanese Vice President Salva Kiir. But Noor, who is also under intense international pressure to sign the peace deal, did not attend the meeting. Minawi, upon his return from southern Sudan, told VOA he is frustrated by Noor's refusal.
Up to now, no any progress to be mentioned. We wait there for 3 days. There is many efforts from the international partners, peace supporters from American, and it was the initiative of the Salva Kiir himself. I think everybody is frustrated because up to now we cannot mention any progress on that effort. I don't know what is Abdelwahid is depending on it. I don't know up to now, because Abdelwahid is supposed to be signed.
The African Union Peace and Security Council have threatened to slap sanctions on Noor after giving him 2 additional weeks to sign the deal, but that deadline expired 1 week ago. In the meantime, Darfuri civilians languish in devastated villages and squalid refugee camps and continue to bear the brunt of the bitter struggle. Noel King for VOA News, Kutum, North Darfur.